This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, any bit of it, you can download it on iHeart, on Spotify, on iTunes. We're going to talk about possibly being too late for deportations. That'll be a topic of discussion this hour. We're going to talk about what the government is doing to us on purpose. I have some audio that's pretty illustrative. Chris, I read that word. What? I read that word this morning and I knew I was going to use it on the air. I sound so smart right now. That bunch of emails and so much more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. So, Germany. Remember, when we talk about what's happened here with the mass importation of foreigners, it is not unique to us. We care most about us. If you're an American listening, because we're Americans. I know we have a bunch of Canadians listening, but the same thing's happening in Canada. We have people listening in the UK. The same thing's happening there. I get their emails all the time. Yes, it's the same thing we're going through. Western governments decided to unite against their own citizens in the mass importation of cheap foreigners who can be bought for less and who have less loyalty to the country is a central part of their plans. It's not a side thing. It's a central part of their plans. And the problem is, yes, mass deportation is necessary, but it's very, very, very difficult to accomplish. There are stories out of Germany right now because Germany's just been torn to shreds, torn to shreds. Their economy, the terror, the women are under assault. It's been awful. Same thing we're going through here. They're trying to bring back borders and figure out what to do. Once things are ingrained in your society, it can become almost impossible to get them out without significant pain. And I'm preparing you now, because it's not just the propaganda campaign against deportation you need to be ready for. It's going to tear up things in this country. I want you to listen to something right now. This is a guy, he's a homeless advocate out of Ohio. And he's talking about how they're running Americans out of these places and giving them to Haitians. Listen to this.
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you, Baron.
It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
thank you for
the
speaking.
Money.
I know they were trying to talk over him at the end. Of course they would, but just so you understand what he was saying, what's happening, Americans, American renters, and some homeless who have shelters, they're being run out by the landlords. Why? Why would they do that? Well, because the landlords have been promised checks of your money. In fact, they can inflate the cost of the rent. So me, I'm a renter. I'm renting a house for $500 a month. Landlord comes to me, even though I've paid for 7 years, and says, Jesse, pack up your stuff and leave. Maybe we'll let you come back. I pack up my stuff and leave. The landlord, who's about to make a fat stack of cash, remodels the place, spruces it up in a way that's acceptable. The federal government then strokes me checks to bring in Haitians, foreigners, to take over the home that I have been forced to vacate. I now am sitting out in the rain while the foreigners, your taxpayer dollars brought into this country, reside in the home I was previously residing in. And what we are requiring, if we are to save this country, is what we are requiring is the Trump campaign to get in, get elected, and then go start kicking these people out and removing these people from our society. I'm trying to explain how ingrained they are becoming. The federal government is giving them the roots they need in this country. There was a soundbite. Chris, you can find it if you want. We never used it. If you can't find it, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But they interviewed some factory CEO also in Ohio. As part of their propaganda network, they're interviewing the factory CEO talking about, well, how great all these Haitian workers are. Man, these Haitians, they are just the best workers. They show up on time and they just sit there and grind. They don't use any drugs. They don't. Yes, it was all part of an op. It was all part of a propaganda campaign. But yes, a bunch of corporations who've been hiring foreign slave labor are going to have to change their ways and begin to hire Americans. Are you ready for that? Are you? What, Chris, did you find it or something? Oh, Chris found it. Yeah, go ahead, play.
Jamie McGregor is the CEO of McGregor Metal, which makes welded parts for the auto and farm industries. Right now, about 10% of his workforce is Haitian, over 30 employees.
I wish I had 30 more. Our Haitian associates come to work every day. They don't have a drug problem. They'll stay at their machine. They'll achieve their numbers. They are here to work. And so in general, that's a stark difference from what we're used to in our community.
Man, these troublesome Americans, they have been such a bother. We scarfed up some people from Haiti. They work for pennies on the dollar, and they're so scared of losing their job, they'll work for 12 hours straight. I don't even have to give them a break. I love Haiti. Woo! Bring in some more. Are you ready for the factories to have to fire people? Here's something else to think about. Again, I'm preparing you for the propaganda campaign that's going to come. Are you ready for prices to go up more? You see, slave labor is used and loved and has been used and loved throughout the history of the world because slave labor is reliable and cheap. Human beings have owned other human beings since time began. It's a freaking despicable practice, but it is a tale as old as time. Why are all these people demons who want to abuse someone else? Well, no, some of them are demons, some of them are not. But they're people who worry about the bottom line. You see,
We could continue to pay Jewish producer Chris, or we could drag some dude in here from Haiti, pay him a fraction of what we're paying Chris. He knows he'll be deported if I yell at him or fire him one day. We don't have to deal with Chris, his kosher meals, and anything else. But troublesome Chris. Troublesome Chris won't let us abuse him. Troublesome Chris. Hey, let's bring in some of these slaves. Get them to do whatever we want them to do. But the costs will go up. You ready for that? Now, it'll all be offset by the fact that the housing prices will go down, healthcare costs will go down, cost of education goes down, because the cost of mass immigration into a country is staggering on the citizens. But all of this is going to be part of the propaganda campaign. Just know that it's coming. All right, let's do some emails. Jesse, boy, did those moderators stamp their membership cards last night. Soft landing for them no matter what. Well, yes, David Muir and Lindsay Lip Injections, what they did was they invested last night. Consider it a long-term investment. They decided to go all in on national television on behalf of Dome. They knew how biased it was. They knew you were going to scream and I was going to scream at the television. They knew a bunch of right-wingers were going to hate them for life. But they made the calculation, a very smart calculation, that they will never be without a lucrative job somewhere now within the system. That is going on national television right there and stamping your system membership card, and their system membership cards will be valid for quite some time after that. If God forbid, well, I shouldn't say God forbid, I hope he gets fired, but if David Muir gets fired tomorrow, if Lindsay Lip Injections gets fired tomorrow, a different part of the system will snatch them up in half a second and pay them stupid amounts of money because they have proven to be loyal servants of the system. David Muir can go work for a hair gel company. Lindsay Lip Injections can go into cosmetic surgery. But wherever they go, they will make a fortune. That's how the system works. It rewards its servants. It punishes its enemies. All right. Let's do some more emails, and then we'll talk about how lucrative DEI gets. All that and more still to come. Now, part of steeling yourself for the propaganda campaign that's coming means testosterone, gentlemen. How are your T levels? Are you sad a lot? Are you out of energy a lot? Just kind of down inexplicably. It's not because you're a big wuss. It's because we drink estrogen. It's in the waters. It's all this stems back to woman's birth control. They haven't treated it out of the water. It's in the plastic. We are guzzling estrogen every day. And T levels are in free fall. Societal ending free fall. Your T levels are probably low, even if you're a young man. Take care of it naturally. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. In 90 days, you will know what I say is true. You will feel it in so many ways. Your mind, your mood, your energy. Go. Chalk.com. Or call them. Text them. If you have questions, that's fine. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. We'll do some emails and some DEI stuff. Can you imagine if these people got paid more than productive workers? Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Why do we need a stove, Chris? We have one of the little toaster oven things. Chris was just complaining that we don't have a stove. What can we do with a stove that we can't do with what we have? What? Oh, crap. That was a good point. Chris said mac and cheese whenever we want. Dang it. We do need a stove. Can't you get us a stove? How hard is it? Well, why not here? They have little countertops. What about just like a hot plate? Why can't we get a hot plate? Everyone knows what a hot plate is. Shoot, I've eaten most of my meals in my life off of a hot plate. It works fine.
We can boil water. What? What doesn't it do? The good ones are expensive. Chris, honestly, aren't you supposed to be good with numbers in accounting? This is the kind of thing we put on the company credit card, and then we lie to the suits. No, listen, we just lie to them about whatever we're buying. We'll tell them it was for I'm not sure exactly what we would say, why we would need that for the show. We'll put it down. Here's what we do. We put it down as electronic equipment when you turn in the expense report. It's electronic equipment. They're not going to look into that, Chris. How will they ever know? We'll just tell them it was a new microphone or one of these knob turning things. That's all you need. Hey, Jesse, I thought Joe Biden was supposed to be the president of the United States of America to the end of this year. Where is he at? Who's running the country? Who's answering the important questions? What you've seen is what we've known for 3 years. He's not president. He hasn't been president. He was elected as a figurehead. He was elected as Scranton Joe. And the reason Scranton Joe has governed further to the left than Barack Obama is because Scranton Joe's government, our country, has been run by Victoria Nunes, by Lisa Monaco, by Susan Rice, by the most despicable, evil, America-hating communists this country has to offer. They've been the ones who've been behind the scenes pulling the strings. It's been run by Barack Obama. Joe's not president now, and we're all talking about it, but he was never president. Joe Biden was never making any decisions for himself. That never happened. Anytime he did stretch out and actually do something on his own, it was such a disaster, they didn't let him do it again. Remember? Do you remember? Chris, grab a clip of it in case you forget. Remember when Joe Biden gave that super dark speech? It wasn't a campaign speech, remember? This was, he didn't do it as a Democrat. You have to separate the two when you're president. He did it as acting president of the United States of America. And it was really dark, and he did it at night, and he had kind of the red pillars behind him, the red lighted columns, and he had the Marines behind him, and he used that speech. It landed terribly. His poll numbers free fell after this because he gave this speech on primetime television, blasting half the country.
Respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real.
We got it. Well, that was Joe Biden's idea. Did you know that? His advisors, Democrats, knew that wouldn't land well. You can't interrupt primetime television and give a presidential address in a way you would like on 9/11 when we were just attacked or something, some huge issue of national security. That's what you're supposed to use that time for. You can't just do a primetime speech to call your political opponents the enemy. But he did, and his poll numbers free fell after that. Well, that was one of Joe Biden's very few ideas that he was allowed to implement. And it backfired on him. That's why they really didn't let him do anything. That was Joe Biden's idea. He was trying to do it for 2 or 3 months ahead of time. Did you know that? I had sources that leaked that to me. He was trying to do that months earlier, and they kept holding him off. Joe, please don't. No, Joe, that's going to land bad. Joe, no, just not. Please don't. No, this will be good. No, we'll be good. And of course, he screwed it all up. Hey, Crown Eater, your show got me thinking that we need an anti-communist pack to help destroy rhino swamp rats and replace them with hardcore anti-communists. Who could get something like this organized? I love the show. You have a new unique view. You know what time it is. Okay, but I've actually had people ask me that before. Can you start a pack? They want me to start some sort of a pack, a super pack, to take down all these low-T GOPers and replace them with people who are decent, maybe from the national level, local level. Here's the problem with the PAC. Well, it's not a problem, but here's a reason why I'm not going to do it, at least not as of right now. You know what determines how powerful your PAC is? Money. It's it. It's not more complicated than that. If you want to know the most powerful PACs, look at the ones who have the most money. The power of a PAC is the money power they spend. If I started an anti-communist PAC, I would have to spend gobs of time that I don't have raising tens of millions of dollars from people. I don't have that time. I don't have that time to do it effectively. I don't hate the idea, and maybe I will have time one day, but I just don't have time to do that as of right now. Don't hate the idea. It's a good idea. All right. Let's talk about these DEI people and how much more money they make in the government. Interesting little racket they have going. Speaking of a racket, you know it's a racket? When Verizon, they sell you cell phone service, and then they take your money and use it against your own values, against your country. It's crazy to me how much this happens in the corporate world. AT&T, T-Mobile, all these companies hate you, and that monthly check you write them for your cell phone, they use it to crap on your country and your values. Go look, hey, don't take my word for it. Go look up the name of your cell phone company and Pride Month. Just go look it up right now. Tell me what you find. Pure Talk doesn't do that. Pure Talk loves this country. Their CEO fought for this country. They love America so much they hire Americans. You'll not only spend a lot less, you'll stop funding someone who hates you. Switch to Pure Talk. Takes 10 minutes on the phone. Speaking to an American. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok. from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. So get this. This is from the Free Beacon. Top DEI officials at the Biden-Harris State Department rake in nearly $200,000 a year. Constance Meyer, that's one of them. She's the acting chief of diversity and inclusion. $194,000 a year. She's not near the only one. Desiree Cormier Smith, hyphenated last name. What a shock. $191,900 a year. Sit and think about this for a moment. The DEI industry, which is just cultural Marxism. It's just communism. That's all it is. Think of the vast quantities of money, including your money. This is all your money that is spent on something that it's not that it doesn't matter. Something, all it does is harm us. Its only role is to hurt us, to hold us back, create racial division, destroy any amount of meritocracy, destroy the quality of goods and services. That's all DEI does. And gobs of your money pays government employees to do that for you. I played this earlier, but I'll play it again. The United States government takes your tax dollars, and with your tax dollars, while you can't afford eggs, they fly in 30,000 foreigners a month to take your job, take your rental house, destroy the cost of your medical care, destroy your kids' school, and you pay the government to declare war on you.
The homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you,
Baron. It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
thank you
for the money.
Yeah. But I will say, legal and local. Petition created to recall the entire Springfield City Commission after Haitian influx. A reminder to you, your city government, your state government, they can remove these people, block these people, send these people elsewhere. And if they're not doing it, run them out of office and replace them, because the chances of mass deportation are very small. But the chances you can seize control of your local and state government and protect your community are strong, if we're willing to dig in. Let's do some emails. Jesse, it seems like Dick Cheney and several other big-name Republicans are defecting to Democrats, selling their loyalty like generals of the legions to your story about Mark Antony and Octavius. Well, remember, what we're up against, yes, it's Democrats, but it's bigger than Democrats. We're up against the system. The system. Every institution, including the institutions of government, now joining forces and working together against you, at all times against you. The biggest, Chris, grab that old audio, the World Economic Forum audio of the lady when she talks about trust in the elites, how the elites, are, Chris knows what I'm talking about. He's going to dig it up for you. Remember, the system, it is a group of very evil people who have joined together because they intend to loot the treasury and pillage this country. They've joined together. Why? for protection. Protection against who, though? Protection against you. They want to be protected from the patriotic citizen who wants to stop them. Dick Cheney, you could bring up Dick Cheney supporting... Dick Cheney's part of that system. Mitch McConnell's part of that system. Just because they're Republican doesn't mean anything. Yeah, but here's the... Play this lady.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
You heard what she just said. We're trying to come together. We elites, we all get along now. And what did she say? What'd she say they were doing? We're going to design, Chris, I'm going to want you to play it again in a second. We're going to design and do beautiful things together. That's the first part. Chris, play that and then stop it after she says that.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together.
See what she, now that's the first part. They have these beautiful plans. She used the word beautiful. We can design and do beautiful things together because we trust each other. Now, this is the important part because this part is the butt. And I don't mean the butt as in what you sit in. And I don't even know that she uses the word. But what comes after the butt? What's she going to introduce here? What's she going to talk about here? She's going to talk about the problem, you see. They're together. They're getting along. They trust each other. They're designing beautiful things. But there's a problem.
And do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
The bad news is you won't let them do it. You don't want these people to take away your meat and give you bugs. They have beautiful plans for you. You don't want to give up your SUV and live in a pod in the city. But these are beautiful plans. And you're holding them back. You're trying to, you want to keep guns. They have these beautiful plans of stripping all the guns from the citizens so they're defenseless. And then they can care for us. These are beautiful plans. And you're not allowing it. They have beautiful plans, and you're not helping at all. So the way they look at the world, and this goes for Dick Cheney too, the way these people look at the world is you're an enemy. They don't look at that situation and think to themselves, wow, I should do more to earn the trust of the average citizen, or maybe my plans aren't that beautiful, or maybe I'm wrong here. These people don't think like that at all. When they sit down, when they have these meetings with each other and they come up with these beautiful plans and they start talking about you and the fact you won't let them just do whatever they want to do with you and your life and your food and everything else, they talk about you and they think about you as if you are the enemy. These people consider you to be an enemy. And the reason they are using your money to replace you as fast as humanly possible is they want their enemy to become powerless so they can do their beautiful plans. And that brings me back to what we've discussed. Mass deportation will be the ugliest thing you've ever seen in your life. The propaganda to stop it will be overwhelming, even for hardcores. We must stand strong. Trump must stand strong, or we cannot save the West. That's a fact. All right, we'll do a couple more emails, do some headlines, and then we'll check out of here. Before we do that, have you supported IFCJ yet? You know, people are already living in a war zone on this planet. They are. It's awful. In Israel, you wake up every day and you know you might get stabbed at the bus stop. I just can't believe people have to live like this. That routine rocket attacks. And it's not even targeted stuff most of the time. Just, hey, blow up whoever you can. Just make sure you kill any Israeli you can. It blows me away. People have to live like this. IFCJ, they're there to help. They're trying to get people the medical care they need. Armored ambulances, flak jackets, firefighting equipment, these rockets, these missiles, they set off these terrible fires that burn up farms. It's just, it's awful. And this is not happening in some distant past. It's happening right now. Go to supportifcj.org and support. Supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and I will be here tomorrow to do an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, next week on the 18th, I think it's Wednesday, on the 18th, I won't be here. That's the night where I'm going to do that huge live show with Tucker Carlson. It's here in the Houston area. If you are anywhere in Texas driving distance, I don't know if they're sold out. They might be. They generally are. But go check out Tucker Carlson's website. I think it's just TuckerCarlson.com, isn't it, Chris? TuckerCarlson.com. If you want tickets to that, come out, see me, say hello, cheer really, really loudly for me, which won't be a problem because I will be dynamite. What, Chris? I'm going to be awesome. You know what the wife said to me? I don't know what her problem is. You know what she said? She said, why don't you ever get nervous for things like this? And I said, I don't know. Why would I be nervous about something like that? She said, you're so cocky. And I don't know what, I don't understand even what she's saying. It's not cocky. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, I want to remind you what Attorney General Merrick Garland said today. I want to remind you that you need to take away, remove all trust in these institutions. And I believe Merrick Garland got up today and said this because I think they're prepping for another op against the right. Here he said.
Federal prosecutors and agents may never make a decision regarding an investigation or prosecution for the purpose of affecting any election or the purpose of giving an advantage or disadvantage to any candidate or political party. In short, we must treat like cases alike. There is not one rule for friends and another for foes, one rule for the powerful and another for the powerless, one rule for the rich and another for the poor, one rule for Democrats and another for Republicans, or different rules depending on one's race or ethnicity. To the contrary, we have only one rule. We follow the facts and apply the law in a way that respects the Constitution and protects civil liberties. Over the past 3.5 years, I have spoken to you often about the importance of these norms. I know that to many outside of this department, they may seem abstract or even inconsequential. They are anything but, and they must not be taken for granted. For us, adhering to these policies, principles, and norms.
We got it. I think the DOJ is getting ready to attack the right again in some way. And I don't know what way. I don't have inside sources. This is a theory on this. I don't know whether they'll go after more pundits of some kind, but bloggers or radio guys or TV guys. I don't know whether they'll go after politicians. I don't know whether they'll go after organizations, any kind of a right-wing organization, maybe a gun rights organization or an abortion or something. I don't know. I don't know. But to get up and give that speech today, it looked like Merrick Garland was prepping the ground for another round of communist show trials. And we need to be ready. And look, he, of course, everything he just said was a lie. Everyone wants to be part of the system now because it's the only way you can avoid being prosecuted by the DOJ. Chris Christie wants to throw his weight behind Harris and slams Trump's debate performance. Well, Chris Christie, former Trump guy, Chris Christie now he's stuck debasing himself, trying to get a system membership card. That's who he is. That's what he's doing. Chris, we don't have to take shots at Christie about his weight. We don't have to. Chris, that's friggin' wrong. Anyway, just feel like something's coming. And remember, the trust you give the institutions, every ounce of trust you give them is an ounce they will use to attack you with it. Take away the trust. When you take away the trust, you remove the legitimacy, the credibility of the institution, and you remove its power. Remember that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
It will be too late by 2028. RFK Jr. warns of totalitarianism if Kamala is elected. I've been telling you for a long time, everyone thinks I'm a nut job when I say it, that red states already should be completely changing their state police agencies to stand against the federal government and stand in between the feds and their citizens. And everyone thinks I'm a nut job when I say that. You're going to see why if these people remain in power. You're going to see why I say that. Trump-Harris debate attracts more than 67 million TV viewers, most watched debate in 16 years. Tells you something, doesn't it? A lot of people tune into that. And of course, according to Trump, and I doubt he will change his mind, that was the last one they'll see. Kirby, this is John Kirby, no use in responding to a handful of vets on Biden's botched Afghan withdrawal. John Kirby, he did the dreaded reply all thing in an email, and we found out something we all already knew. This administration doesn't have any time for veterans, certainly not Republican ones. No. If you're a veteran who's willing to be used as a mascot to cover up for Democrats and their hatred of America, then they're all on board with you. If you're somebody who, I don't know, refused a COVID vax, you're the enemy. University of Michigan Black Student Union exits pro-Palestinian coalition over anti-blackness. It does occur to me that sometimes, every once in a while, the street animals, they'll run into each other and they'll figure out, wait a minute, dude, why don't you like me? Hold on. I thought we were supposed to be in this together. It's like that. I just saw the other day someone had a picture in the back of the car. They had a pro-Palestine flag and an LGBTQ flag, and it just murdered me. It cracked me up to no end. All right, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We will be here. We're going to have a real good time. Email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. If you miss any part of the show, download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.